Now we come to verse 19, and we have given to us here the time division of the contents of the Apocalypse. And what you have here is a chronological order and division of this book into these three time periods of past, present, and future. Listen to him. Write the things which thou hast seen, the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Now, right now, rather arbitrarily, I want to make that division. And then, as we go through, I think I can demonstrate that we're accurate. We have here in chapter 1, the things thou hast seen. Up to this point, what has he seen? He's seen the glorified Christ. Now, the glorified Christ is the one that is the center of this book. This book is Christocentric. The Lord Jesus is the subject of it. And I don't care what you're talking about, horsemen and bowls of wrath and beasts and all of that. Don't get your eyes on those. They are just passing through. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one. He's the one who was, who is, who will be. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's to write the things he has seen. The glorified Christ, the things that are. What are the things that are? It's the church in the world, and still here, after 1900 years. We'll be leaving one of these days. And that is chapters 2 and 3. Then you have the program of Jesus Christ, the things that shall be after these things, metatauta, after these things. And that's the program of Jesus Christ, and we see the church going to heaven there, and the things that take place on the earth after the church leaves the earth. This is a glorious picture that we have before us. And we need to recognize the Lord Jesus is the very center and heart of this book. That brings us to verse 20 here. And will you notice, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which thou sawest are the seven churches. You see, John will make clear when he's using symbols, and he'll help us understand what the symbols mean. Otherwise, he's talking about the very thing, and you can't spiritualize even the symbols, because they're a symbol of something, as he makes it clear here. Now he says, this is the mystery. Now that means a sacred secret, that which has not been revealed until the time of this writing, until the time it was given to John. And it pertains here specifically to that which John has seen. He has looked upon the glorified Christ. Paul saw him on the Damascus Road, but what did he see? He said, I saw a light above the brightness of the sun. Well, I can't even look at the sun. I don't think Paul could look either. He couldn't see him in all of his glory, but he knew that he was there, and it blinded Paul. Now, we have here the seven stars are identified as seven angels, and stars represent authority. Apostates today are called wandering stars. We saw that in Jude, the 13th verse. Now, angels can be either human or divine. The word, of course, is messenger. It could refer to a member of the angelic host of heaven. It could refer to a ruler or teacher of the congregation. Personally, I like to think that it refers to the local pastors of these seven churches we're going to look at. And very candidly, I like to hear a pastor called an angel, because sometimes they've been called other things. And if you don't mind, I'll just hold to that. Now, the seven golden lampstands represent the seven churches of Asia, and they in turn represent the church as a whole, the church as the body of Christ.